Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank God for another day that the Lord has made, and we shall, already made up our minds, some of us, determined that we're going to give him glory, praise, and honor. He is worthy of every praise, of all the glory, of all the honor. Praise the Lord. We thank God as we celebrate 5 years of divine connection on board with Glory to God Blog Talk Radio. We thank God, glory to God, for all his great and mighty acts of renewed mercy and grace, the opportunity to be a part in such a time as this in the kingdom of God, to be able to be an intercessor, to come together and worship him and hear his word and his name being magnified in the earth. So we bless God, praise God, and we pray that God continue to bless and move miraculously as he has been doing all week. These 3 days has been miraculous. We know God is going to move in a dynamic way again tonight with our own Apostle Mary Burton's out of Columbia, South Carolina. What a blessing to be in his presence, and how the Lord blessed on Wednesday, I mean Friday night with our Apostle Bird, Lillian Bird, how the word came forth in such a powerful way, and Lord blessed and shared with us concerning that determination to live a life without turning back in the different seasons that we have, and about that deer that panted after the water brook, so that our heart panteth after the Lord, and some of the things that the deer have to even go through, glory to God, to even get to that place, to get to the water because of his predators and the challenges we have in life, and whatever we got to be determined. We blessed the Lord last night with none other than the prophet from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Pastor Charlotte, glory to God, Mitchell, how the Lord blessed and talked to us about that guilty complex and what guilt to do and how we need to live a life accordingly so that our lives will line up, praise God, about talking to her about that about sin more or less and the fears of glory to God. Oh my God, it was so many great things that the woman of God brought out last night. Oh, it was so powerful. Praise God. We welcome the others that just came online and for the Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. We thank God for, oh my goodness. I'm looking for some couple of notes I wanted to bring out, but I'll try to bring a couple of those things out at the end of the service. Praise God, as we tune in, glory to God, just to, for the climax of this meeting, which we do give God glory and praise. And as I said, our Apostle Mary Burton will be bringing the word tonight, and we have been soaring high in the Lord, but not just enough of getting our intellect, but we can't just leave that for what comes between these two ears. We got to get that word in our spirit so we can live accordingly, and that way we can be more powerful to operate in this kingdom, putting the enemy to flight. We will see our blinded eyes open, the spiritual and the natural. We'll see, glory to God, the manifestation of God drying up cancer and heart attacks and strokes and people, glory to God, being healed in the kidneys, glory to God, and not be, glory to God, bound by these diseases that will try to hold the vessels down or try to terminate their lives, and especially in the body of Christ, where we're supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light, glory to God, that's on the hill, not another bushel, not a flashlight. But I tell you, that word is preparing us even more so than preparation for the influx of the revival of those people that have made up their mind, and now their heart's been pricked for the change of heart and change of mind to come in. So we got to be ready for the harvest. So we got to have some clean hands. So that word is working some things out, and that flesh want to die. But when you're really in love with the Lord and you really want to be transformed into his image, when that word comes, you'll just turn back around and say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. So God, whatever it's going to take, we got to have that kind of mindset. And there'll be challenges, but he said, many of the afflictions are the righteous, but I deliver them out of all. There are going to be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. God has given us all types of instructions, and he said that our weapons are not carnal. So we thank God again for all of those that have joined us now for the Blog Talk Radio as we celebrate the 5 years of celebrating Jesus, celebrating what he's doing. Glory to God in the body of Christ, praying for more deliverance so that we can be in tune and being in place, and thanking God for him doing restoring, transforming, and healing and deliverance. Praise God. And that word, glory to God, is finding us out. And now we need to just find ourselves on our posts with the fear and the reverence of God in obedience. Bless the Lord. For those that have already joined us, now we can go ahead and prepare. We're going to have, glory to God, our scripture reading by Minister Brenda Jenkins. Right after that, we're going to have Prophetess Anoum. Glory to God. We'll do our reading tonight. Our prayer tonight, praise God. So I'm going to open the lines now for Minister Brenda to read our scripture for tonight, and then I'll have the lines open for Prophetess Anoum. We'll pray. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Our scripture tonight is coming from Philippians 4:4-9, and it reads, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. I have read Philippians 4:4-9. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word.
Amen. Praise God. Lord God, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for this day, our life, our health, our strength. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness. I ask, Lord God, if there's anything, God, that I've said or done wrong or did not do that's displeasing in your sight that would hinder this prayer, I ask, God, for your forgiveness now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come before you first off lifting up the people, God, that are on the line. I pray, Lord God, that their ears, God, open and their spirit, man, God, open to hear what thus saith the Lord through the woman of God on tonight. I bind and curse the hand of the enemy, God, any aggravation or agitation, Lord God, that may have taken place, God, before we even got on this line. God, we cast it all back to you now in the name of Jesus. We bind and curse all distractions, Father God, and any issues, God, even with the phone lines or the internet service, we speak right now, God, that everything will come lined up under the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power. I pray, Lord God, right now, God, for the speaker of the hour, Pastor Burton. I pray, Lord God, that he continue to bless her, God, with the word that you have given her in the name of Jesus, God, that it will be delivered in the name of Jesus, and God will be able to receive. I pray, Lord God, there won't be any complications or problems in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, God, to fall through on tonight. And Lord God, that you have your way in the name of Jesus. And God, we just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for even blessing, God, the host, Pastor Hubbard, to even allowing and giving her, the spirit man, God, to be able to do service online in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, Lord God, for healing, deliverance, and salvation to all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise be to the Lord. We give God glory and praise. Amen. We are going to give place now. Praise God for introduction. I didn't ask Pastor, does she have a song tonight that she wanted to have played or not, or song. But in the meantime, we're going to give place now to none other than Elder Cook, one of the assistant pastors at the church, the assistant pastor at the church, that she will introduce her pastor in her own way. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. All honor and glory is due unto God. I'm here to introduce none other than my apostle, Mary Burton. I count it an honor and a privilege to introduce this mighty woman of God. I can say a lot about her, but I was thinking a few minutes ago what to say, and I've seen her walk out faith like none other. She stands on God's word. She preached the word, and she speaks life even into dark situations. And one of the things that hit my mind about her is she's a woman that prays God from the depths of everything that's on the inside, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what it looked like, even regardless of what it feels like. She gives God his due glory and his due praise. And I was thinking, if anybody know about going camping and they try to teach you in Girl Scout and Boy Scout how to start a fire without a match. She can start a fire in the Holy Ghost all by herself. So I give God glory and praise, even though things may seem like it's not running right sometimes, that she gets up and she just gives God his just due, and she will set the house on fire in the spirit realm. She preaches what thus saith the Lord. I thank her for who she is and who she is in my life and the God that she sees in me to even help get me to this far spiritually and naturally. So y'all just sit back and allow your spirit man to be open as this powerful woman of God come forth and speak. And she speaks so much wisdom. It seemed to be so simple sometimes, but it's so much wisdom that just flows from out of her as never before, and just feast on whatever the Lord has actually placed in her spirit, man, because she would give you what just thus says the Lord. I thank God even for the man of God that she's married to in the persons of none other than Deacon Melvin Burton and her children and grandchildren and great-grands. And I just thank God for who she is in the earth realm, still yet standing firm on his word. And I present to the ones on the line none other than my apostle, Mary Elizabeth Burton.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give God the glory and the honor and the praise for Elder Cook, the way she introduced me. Lord, have mercy. Make me have to stand up to what she's saying. Praise the Lord. And I give honor to Apostle Hubbard, that pushes you and pulls you just as well. Thank God for the blog talk that we can speak a word into people's lives, and we pray that what we speak will be edifying to you and that you would receive it, and not just receive it, but go out and do it. I preached a message a couple of weeks ago. Whatsoever he say, do it. We are not at the place where we do what he say because of the places that we walk in, the things that we go through, and sometimes we going through some hard times, and we don't want to do what he say because it is not conducive to what we feel. But when we learn that, I'm not in the message yet, Lord have mercy, but when we do what he say, we are going to get the results that Jesus has for us. So I thank God for Apostle Hubbard allowing me to come on and speak a word to you. And we're going to be coming out of Ephesians tonight, the 6th chapter. Amen. And in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start at verse 10. I know you heard it an awful lot, but this is what the Lord gave me. It said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet shod, fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. And then he said, pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fiercely make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fiercely as I should. Amen. This is Paul talking. And first, I want to go all the way back at the first beginning of Ephesians. Here, Paul, to me, talking naturally to the children, telling the children, obey your parents, for it's right, telling the parents, honor, telling the parents how to deal with the children, not to overdo it with the children and everything, and told them to bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord. Then he went on to say, slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you obey Christ. And then he said, obey them that not only to win their favor when their eyes is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. And then he said, serve wholeheartedly. I know you wonder why I went backwards, but I'm going to show you why. Serve wholeheartedly as it were serving, as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their masters and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Now, thinking about that, I went backwards to come up to where we are. You know, in the natural, telling you what you need to do with your children, what the children need to do, what the father need to do, what the employer need to do, you know, telling you how to treat one another, telling the employee you need to treat your employees with respect. He said, slave, amen. But now then employees employers, Lord, y'all know y'all got the same master, so y'all got to treat each other right, in other words. But then it comes to me, as how God let me see it. He goes to the spiritual, most spiritual part of it, and telling us what we need to do in order to stand in these days, in those days, and how we need to be strong in the Lord. Everybody is not strong in the Lord. Some folk get weak and fall out the race, and a lot of folks done backslid because they didn't get strong in the Lord. And the reason for them not getting strong in the Lord is because of what they did not do. Amen. And what my thought was, what the Lord put in my spirit to tell you tonight, it's time to dress up in God's uniform. So sometimes we got jobs that we dress up in certain uniforms, and you got one in your job, and you go on that job, and you put that uniform on no matter what, no matter how it is. You know you can't go on that job if it calls for a uniform. You have the uniform on from the head to the foot. Amen. And here God is telling us in the spirit, you got to be strong in the Lord now in order to fight against what we get ready to fight against, because this is not just your flesh and blood you're talking about. This is not just somebody. You getting ready to go up against some demons. You getting ready to fight spiritual wickedness in high places. So in order for you to win against Satan's little demons and what's going on and be able to withstand their attacks, you must depend, first of all, you got to depend on God's strength. The Bible said, "But the joy of the Lord is my strength." We got to draw strength from God, and then Jesus told Paul like this: "My grace is sufficient, because in your weakness you draw your strength from me." And otherwise, so what he's saying, you have got to draw strength from me when you are going against the enemy, amen. And you are not going against flesh and blood. You know, sometimes we stand up and we talk to people and we say what we got to say and we do what we got to do. But when you're fighting against principalities, you can't see them, but you know, if you know anything about the law, you know they are there. Amen. And they are attacking. And in order to withstand the attack, we must depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. Amen. Amen. A lot of times, and not just the church, you know. You said you got the devil fighting against the church. He wants to defeat the church. But we are in the church, and we are the church, but the enemy attacks each of us individually. And we all need the Holy Ghost. We all need it. A lot of folks say they got it, but they don't have it. Because if you have the Holy Ghost, you can be strong in the Lord. Not saying things won't come up and knock you down, but you'll get back up again. But in order for us to really grasp hold, we got to have on the full armor. Now, in the military, if anybody is in the military, everybody wears the same uniform. Might be have a different rank, but they all got on the same uniform. They are unified. One don't have on blue and the other one have on green, and the other one got the black boots and somebody got the white boots. Everybody got the same thing on. If it's camouflage, they all have camouflage. This is the natural armor. And in the Lord, we have got to put the same armor on. We can't put on part of it. If you put on part of your uniform in the military, they are going to take you, send you back and tell you, you're not dressed properly. And in order for us to dress up in God's uniform, we got to do it like he said. A lot of times we don't want to do it like he said. We want to go around and try to do it our way. But when you fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places, you got to obey the Lord. You got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your power, not your might, but in the power of his might. So you have got to dress properly. Amen. We got to understand, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against demon force. But the demon force is we are facing is a powerful force, a powerful army. Somebody say, oh, the devil ain't this. The devil's force is a powerful army. We're facing a powerful army whose goal is to defeat Christ's church. Yes, he is. He's trying to defeat the church. And when we give our life to Christ, these demons, these spiritual beings, demons, become our enemies. Amen. Sometimes we think people are your enemies because things arise, but we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're talking about demons, and they're your enemy. Why? First of all, because you gave your life to the Lord. And he's trying to discourage you, and whatever they can do to discourage you, whatever they can do to pull you back in the world, that's what they'll do. In whatever form they come in, they can come in the form of your children aggravating you and doing things. They can come in the form they'll use your children. They'll use your husband. They'll use your wife. They'll use your best friend. They'll use the pastor. They'll use the members. So you have to know you're fighting against spiritual wickedness, and you got to know what their goal is, and it's to bring the church down. But I thank God that Peter said, Jesus told Peter, up on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we know the church is going to stand no matter what, but individually we have to dress up right. Let's do this thing on an individual basis. Amen. Because a lot of us are not dressing properly, but you want God to move. And he told you what to do. When somebody tell you how to dress, you know, they train you in the service. They give you a uniform to put on. Amen. But you got to put it on. You can't change uniforms because you don't like it. You can't do it the way you want to do it. You must follow the Lord's instruction. You must put on what he gave you to put on, because if we don't, the enemy is going to come in and destroy us. Amen. These beings become our enemies, and their job is to go back, to take you back into sin. The struggle will be lost until Christ comes back. The struggle. So we are going to struggle. There are some things that we are going to have to fight against until Jesus come back. But if you got your uniform on, you can beat them. You can stand. Amen. When the Bible said, when you've done all to stand, stand, stand. You know, in the army, when they got you standing at attention, you stand when I don't care how long they tell you to stand. You stand right there until they dismiss you. Well, Jesus have not dismissed us yet. And we are in a battle for our life. We are in a battle for the church. And we have got to stand against the enemy. So when you've done all to stand, stand. We got to be firm in our thinking, firm in how we live and move, firm in what the Lord say, firm in, I'm not taken down because the wind is blowing. I'm not taken down because sickness is in my body. I'm not taken down because the enemy coming in like a flood. I'm not taken down because my finances is not good. Shabokasaya. Well, finances is not good right now. I'm not taken down because it seems like God is not going to move. I'm not taken down. I'm going to stand in the midst of it. I'm going to stand and I'm going to be firm. Hallelujah. The struggle is still going on. Thank you, Lord. Satan is constantly fighting against all who are as on the Lord's side. He is fighting everybody that on the Lord's side. So we need to know that we need a supernatural being. We need supernatural power, and that supernatural power to defeat Satan is God's power. And if we don't stand in God's supernatural power, we are going to be defeated. But if we stand in God's supernatural power, we are going to defeat Satan. And God has provided us. You know, when somebody provides you with something to beat the enemy, you need to use it. He has provided us this by giving us his Holy Spirit within us and his armor surrounding us. If you put on all your armor, it surrounds you. It dresses you from the head to the foot. If you feel discouraged, Jesus said to, okay, I read that. Jesus said to Peter, well, if you get discouraged when you're going through, you got to know that the church will not fall and you will not fall if you prevail, if you hold on, and if you stand. Okay, here's the armor pieces. Say, the belt of truth. You need to put on the belt of truth. Amen. If you don't know the truth, you won't be able to stand. Stand firm with the belt of truth. Amen. The Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. We need to keep our belt on. You know, you see these young men walking around here with their pants sagging down, and they try to run, and they can't run or can't even walk good because they don't have on a belt. Amen. And we can't stand against the enemy if we don't know God's truth. Amen. So we need to get into the word and find out what is truth. Amen. And knowing that the truth will make you free, knowing that you got to stand with the word of God in you, God's truth. Every word of God is true. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And this is what God has provided for us, the belt of truth around your, let me see, I can't hardly read sometimes, around your waist. You got to have it on you. You got to have something to hold you up. You got to have something to stand. You got to have something to stand on. And that's his truth. You shall know the truth. Amen. The truth will make you free. And the truth will keep you standing. The truth, when the enemy come and tell you a lie, you will know the truth. And you say, Satan, you're a liar. You know, just like Jesus, when Satan came to Jesus and told him, man shall not live by, no, told him, turn these stones into bread. I'm hungry. You know, Jesus was hungry after 40 days. And here's the devil. Turn these stones into bread if you be who you say you are. And Jesus had to tell him the truth of the word. Man shall not live by word alone, by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We got to understand God's truth is in every word he speaks. No matter what, no matter how it sounds, no matter how foolish it seems, sometimes we God speak to us some things and we don't understand it, so we don't do it. But you got to learn how to move in God when you don't know where he's taking you, what he's saying, but you know what the word is saying, and you'll stand on God's truth. Then we have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. God want to cover us. Amen. And if we don't understand that he's trying to cover us by dressing us up in his armor, then you're going to keep leaving off some pieces. Amen. You got to live right. A lot of folks don't want to live right, and they allow the enemy to come in and tell them they can do this and they can do that. But God is looking for righteous living. We got to do right. You can't sin, continue in sin, and think you're doing the right thing. And just because I can stand up and I can quote the word and I can preach a good message and people falling out, but you have got to live right. God wants you to live right. Put on your breastplate and live a righteous life. Amen. And then we got to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel peace. Amen. He said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world, but I leave my peace. We need to know. We got to walk in the peace of God. We can't go out saying quoting the word and giving the word, and every time you look up, you angry with everybody, you got an attitude, amen, and you're cursing everybody out, but you say, I'm walking in the peace of God. No, you're not. And then we ought to be peacemakers. Amen. Sometimes we're not peacemakers. You got to shod your feet with the gospel, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory to God. We can't just do what we want to do. People got to see you walking in peace. When you're going through your struggles and when you're going through, everybody ought to know. You ought to have the peace of God, the peace of God which does what past all understanding. I don't understand. People look at you and they don't understand. How can you go through what you're going through? I have the peace of God in my life. Amen. And then the Bible says, he will keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Our mindset need to be on God and not on stuff. Our mindset is off. Amen. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Christ, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. We can't be conformed to this world in our mind. Sometimes in our mind is conformed to this world. But we got to get our mindset right. Amen. So we can walk in the peace of God. Amen. He left you peace. Amen. So we need to keep our armor on, all our armor, all of our armor. Don't take any off. See, when soldiers are in a war, they sleep with the clothes on. Amen. They don't have time to take nothing off and put things back on. They clean to make sure their gun is clean, and they keep the gun beside their side, even when they sleep. Why? Because you don't know when the enemy might attack. So you got to keep your arm on. You don't have time when the enemy attacks to try to put everything back on again. Amen. We need to keep it on. Dress up in God's armor. Praise be to the Lord. And then we need the shield of faith, which the Bible said that will quench every fiery dart. And in here it says extinguish. You know what a fire extinguisher do. You know what water do to fire. When you put it on, it put it out. So we need to have our shield of faith so we can quench the fiery dart. When the enemy shoot darts at us, our faith will keep us going. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but I know I got to have it, faith to be able to stand. And the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So you got to have faith. You must have faith. The Bible says, if you got faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And it has to go. So every dot that the enemy shoot at us, when we got our shield of faith, we won't worry about it hitting us. But if you let your shield of faith down, I'll guarantee you these dots will hit you, and you'll be walking in your flesh and doing what the enemy tell you to do. But when we got our shield of faith on, we holding it up, amen, because the enemy is steady shooting. The enemy is not stopping. He be trying to shoot all the time. But when you got the shield of faith, I stand in faith. We got to stand strong in our faith and don't let your shield down. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And then it says, with the sword of the spirit which is the word of God. David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. We got to have the word on the inside. Glory to God. A lot of us can quote the word, but you can't live it. And we have to live this word. You got to walk this word out. If you say you trust the Lord, then people need to see you trusting the Lord. When things get bad, I'm trusting the Lord. Trusting the Lord with all thine heart. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I'm trusting the word of God. The word of God will quench every fiery dot. The word of God, which is the spirit of the Lord, will stand when nothing else will stand. Glory to God. And the word of God is like a two-edged sword. The Bible says it cuts son, it cuts the marrow from the bone. Amen. And if it's that sharp, we need to keep our sword, which is the spirit. We need to keep our sword in our hand. Amen. So we'll be able to stand. Amen. We need the word. You can't live without the word. Okay, going back, it said the helmet of salvation. Glory to God. The Bible says you got to keep your helmet on too. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The enemy wants to attack your mind. Amen. And if he can attack your mind and put things in your mind, glory to God, and if you keep it in your mind too long and don't hold up your shield of faith, don't put the word of God on it, it will get in your heart. Amen. But we need the word of God. We need the helmet of salvation on that the enemy, we won't allow the enemy to talk to our mind and receive what he's saying. So many Christians receive what the devil's saying. You know they rolling your eyes at you. You know they don't like you. You know they talking about you. You know God is not going to heal you. You know you're not going to get the finances. You know this, and you know, but we have got to have our helmet of salvation on where we throw all those things or won't allow them to get in our mind. That's why we need the word of God, so we can counteract with the word of God. And if you don't counteract with the word of God, the enemy will come in. But when you got all of your clothes on, you won't have to worry about it. Amen. Hallelujah. And say, thy word, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need the word to show us the way. If you don't have the word, you don't know which way to go. Jesus will tell you which way to go. He said, walk therein. If he said walk therein, then you need to walk therein. But if you don't know the word, you won't walk nowhere Jesus told you to walk. If you don't know the word, you won't follow any instructions. You'll keep walking in disobedience to the Lord. But we are going to walk in God. We're going to cast aside and lay aside all the weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and we're going to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless the Lord. The word is sharp. Amen. So we need to use the word. And I thought about the word of God. It's kind of like the doctors. They use a scalpel. If you ever seen a little scalpel, they are small, but good Lord, they are sharp. Amen. And that's the way I believe the word is sharp. It just cuts through. Amen. And the word will judge the intents of your heart. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. In Jesus' name. And then he said, we need to pray. The Bible said men ought to always pray and not faint. Too many of us not praying enough, so we fainting. We ain't praying for ourselves, and we definitely not praying for everybody else. Because he was saying, when you pray, pray for others too. And Paul even said, pray for me. Because I'm going through. But pray for me. Pray for yourself. Pray it on all occasion. Now, we can't pray all the time. We can't be on our knees all the time. But we can pray little short prayers and make your very life become a prayer. I think of Apostle Hubbard, a praying woman. I think she pray every day, all day. Amen. Glory to God. And it's a good thing. I tell people quick. I say, if we had a team, when we going through, you know, I'm going to put it like this. The majority of us that's on the phone right now, when we going through something, we call that 980 number. Because we know the woman is praying and know that she can get a prayer through. I tell everybody, if I had to pick a team, she would be for prayer, she would be first on my list. And amen. And first on my team. Amen. You got to learn to have a prayer life. Amen. Some folks don't have no prayer life. Prayer is the key to unlock the door in the morning, and the key to unlock it. To unlock the door in the morning and to lock it at night. We need to cover ourselves in prayer. Amen. But too many of us are not praying. We're doing a lot of talking. And we got to stop trying to get everybody else to pray for us and learn to pray for your own self. Amen. Pray on all occasions. The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. prayer, fervent prayer. Sometimes we can't just pray, amen, amen, all the time. We need to get into some fervent prayer right now. The things that this nation is going through need some fervent prayer, but they need some righteous people praying. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, where is God's people that are supposed to have the armor on, that know they're fighting against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. See, the saints don't want to do what the word of God says. Humble yourself. Too many of us too big-headed. And the enemy is coming in and destroying you because you got a big head. Humble yourself and do what? Pray. Pray without ceasing. And then he said, seek my face. A lot of us are not seeking God. We're seeking God's hand, but we're not seeking his face. We need to seek the face of God as never before. We need to keep our armor on so the enemy will not take us out. Amen. It might knock you down. The song said we fall down, but we get up. We might fall down and we might sway. But when you're praying, when you got all your armor on, I guarantee you, you will get back up again. Amen. Amen. So we got to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And then Paul said, pray for me that whenever I speak, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray for me. Pray for each other that we'll make known the mystery of the gospel, that we'll spread the gospel without fear. Too many folks walking in fear. And why are you walking in fear? Because you don't have the shield of faith off. When you have the shield of faith off, you don't have fear. You don't walk in fear. Amen. Glory to God. When you got your armor on, you can walk firm because you're walking in supernatural strength because you trust God. And you're walking in the strength of God. I'm not walking in my own strength. I'm walking in God's strength. Amen. So I want to be fearlessly when I preach this gospel. See, God want to send us some places that we might not have been, but we don't want to go. I'll say this, not overseas, but sometime back to your old neighborhood. But because of the way the neighborhood is, you don't want to go back. Oh, I can't go up in there. Child, they doing this. I don't care what they're doing. If God say go and you got your armor on, you can walk up in the midst of any army and be able to stand and be able to tell them what thus saith the Lord with the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. I told you we need the Holy Ghost. A lot of us don't have the Holy Ghost. Glory. We need the Holy Ghost where we'll stand firm. Amen. And we need the Holy Ghost where, you know, a lot of people say, I'm saved. You might be saved, but you need power. The Bible says he'll give you power after that the Holy Ghost has come, that you are thread up on serpents. Amen. You can drink any deadly thing, and you won't be hurt. And then he said, you're speaking other tongues. A lot of folks say, oh, we don't have to speak in tongues. Well, you ought to have the speaking in tongues as an evidence that I really got it. Amen. The real Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost come with power. Amen. But if we would just put on our armor, if we would dress up in what the Lord is saying, keep your mind. Say, with this mind, be alert always. We got to be alert. You got to be on the lookout for the enemy. Some folks don't watch for the enemy. You watching everybody else, but you not watching for the enemy. You got to watch. The Bible says watch as well as pray. Amen. When we watch it and pray, you'll see which way the enemy is coming. Amen. And that's why you can hold up your shield of faith. That's why you can help spread the gospel with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You can walk in victory when you have your whole armor on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We need to learn how to pray for all of God's people. In every nation, God got people everywhere. Not just Israel, not just America, but God has people everywhere. So we need to keep praying for God's people. But keep your clothes on. Keep the right clothes on. Thank you, Lord. These are the garments it's going to take for us to fight and be in God's army. A lot of us want to be in the Lord's army, but we don't want to wear what he wants us to wear. We want to put on our own garment. Well, you can't win unless you got God's garments on. God's what he told you to dress in. Just like the natural army, everybody needs to dress up in the same uniform. Everybody. Everybody that named the name of Christ need to dress up in God's uniform. And when we do, we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. We'll be able to stand when it seems like you're going to fall. You won't fall. Finally, my brethren. Now God talking to us. Finally, Paul talking to us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You can't be strong in the Lord without his armor on. You can't fight the good fight of faith without God's armor on. You don't know the truth if you don't know God's word, which is part of his armor. Amen. You got to have the word. All these things we must have. And when we have all of that, then he said, stand. Closed up by side. Stand. We can stand. And we trusting in the Lord. We depending on God all the step of the way. Thank you, Lord. We give God the glory and the praise tonight for the word of God. I pray that somebody will get the message that it's time to dress up in God's uniform. If you not dressed in the proper attire, I admonish you to put on what God said put on. And most of all, he said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh. Too many of us making provisions for the flesh instead of making provisions for the Lord Jesus Christ. When you put on Jesus Christ, you got on the whole armor. Amen. I give God the glory and the praise tonight. Amen. This is what the Lord put in my spirit. And then let me say this. Thank God for Apostle Hubbard, 5 years of standing in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord put in my spirit there was something else that I thought I was going to speak on, but I didn't because God gave me this. Amen. But he said the best is yet to come. It's just like Jesus with the wine. We think you got the good wine, but you just getting the beginning of the wine. But the best is yet to come. And when they brought out the other wine, the man said, everybody bring out the good wine first so you can get drunk and nobody won't know. But guess what? Jesus got the best wine coming for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn it back over in the hands of Apostle Hubbard. Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Oh, yes. I accidentally cut it. I thought I would cut the line off. Praise God. What a powerful message. I was still writing notes. Praise God. I'm not going to make any comments now, but it was what we needed for tonight too as well. I'm telling you the way you broke down the word, but I don't want to interrupt right now the anointing for anyone that has a prayer request, that we want to take any prayer requests right now. I'm going to open up all the lines. I'm just as excited and fired up. Just glory to God, just elated by how God blessed and how he used you to expound on the word and the illustrations. Pastor, it was dynamic, but like I said, the only reason I'm talking, and I'm not lying, I'm just trying to open the line, so I don't want to just have dead space
bless
out there.
Him,
so
bless
I'm just making comments while I'm trying to get everybody open, so that way we won't have somebody clashing with the other, because we got quite a few people on the line, so give me a minute to open Ooh, Jesus,
okay.
I'm telling you, I am so filled up with what God has done and what he's doing. Thank God for you obeying the call of allowing the Spirit of the Lord to use you tonight. Because truly, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I've almost got everybody in a minute. Praise God. I think I got one. Praise God. One more person to open the line. Anyone that has any prayer requests? Oh, I got several still yet. Man, God, thank you, Lord, for all the people that's on. Anyone
praise
that has
God.
Prayer requests? Oh, Jesus. You can go ahead and start now. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
We're not taking remarks. We're taking prayer requests first.
Right. Right. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah. Hey, praise the Lord, Minister BJ. This is Sister Willie. I thank and praise God for the message that I heard. I was unfortunate. I was at the VA. I had a fight with a squirrel this morning, and looked like the squirrel got the best part. I got a fracture on my left foot. So I just thank and praise God for being so awesome. Pastor Burton did an awesome job from what I heard him put on the keep your armor on. Glory be to God. Oh, but so just pray for me that this heal quick. I got to go to the orthopedic surgeon this week. But I thank and praise God that I didn't have no head injuries or broken parts and other parts. But thank and praise God for being so good. And I love God, and I just pray that I have a speedy healing on this left foot in the name of Jesus, and the left knee and the right knee. Thank you very much, ma'am. Amen.
Okay, Pastor.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now that you are the God that healeth from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Lord, everything on that left side, let it be healed now in Jesus' name. We ask him for speedy recovery. We believe you for speedy recovery. We standing by faith for speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her put the word of God on whatever is hurting. Let her speak what thus saith the Lord. Is by your stripes she was healed. You are the God that healeth her. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we believe it, and we glorify you for it now. Thank you, Lord God, that we believe that a good report is coming back within the next 2 weeks, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Next one. Taking requests.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Bless the Lord. All the lines are open. Anyone else with a prayer request? Whether you're standing in proxy or whether it's for yourself. Well, praise God. We're not going to just have the line just open. So
amen.
Praise God. If you don't have a request, then we will definitely take the remarks. I'll leave myself last for that, so I won't get long-winded on it. Praise God. Anyone else with any accolades, any remarks from that word? And I know all the people that's on the line, I know you ought to have something to say about how powerful that word was. And if every one of us can find ourselves, I don't care whether you're a preacher or a layperson, we can find ourselves in that word. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Burton. Hallelujah. That was
praise
so
him.
Wonderful. Thank God for giving you that word to bring, because a lot of people need to learn that the armor, and the way you said it, is so plain that even a child can catch that out.
Listen.
The armor is, you got to keep that armor on. A lot of people don't believe that. To get in the word. The word is what keeps you going. So I thank God for that. When you turn that out, to let them know it. The armor is what you have. You can't have it on halfway. Got to be all the way, baby. All the way.
All the way.
So I thank God for the lesson you bring. Very good. Very good, Pastor Burton. Thank
praise
you.
God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
We got three of you. We have to take one at a time. Go ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for my apostle, for that mighty word that she brought forth. And I see myself in that word. I thank God, because what came out to me, that I have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have to seek his face daily, and I have to continually to have a prayer life. Hallelujah. I thank you. And then I thank her when she said to put on the breastplate of righteousness so God can cover us. So I just thank God. I thank you, Apostle, for that mighty word of God. And I thank you that I have to get myself in the truth, which is the God's word, which is the truth, and so I can stand firm. And so the fiery dart, when the fiery darts come against me, I can stand firm with the word of God and with the breastplate of righteousness. So I just thank you, Apostle.
Indeed,
that was a mighty, awesome word of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord, Pastor. Go ahead.
Bless the Lord, Jesus. I want to give honor to the Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for this word that I heard tonight. Pastor Burton, it's always a treat when I get the chance to hear you. You come with such good, sound judgment. It's simple
Bless
and
him.
Plain, but with great wisdom that it gives me a clear understanding of God's word and the message that he's giving the body through you. Because God knows who's going to be on this line, so he's going to give us just what we need. And as I was listening, it was talking about putting on the whole armor of God. For those of us that are wearing the armor, and this is something that God has been giving me since way last year, we got to trust him. We do
Amen.
Everything he says, and then we need to trust him, because we can be fully armored, and say we're ready for war. Like she said, the soldiers are laying down with the guns by their sides, but we got to trust what God has put in us. We got to trust that word. I just want to thank you so much for the word. There's so much wisdom in you. When I say that it's a treat, it is a treat. When Minister BJ sent out the email, I said, well, I know I won't be there on Friday, and I know I won't get to listen on Saturday, but I bet you I'm going to be there on Sunday.
Bless God.
Because when I saw your name there, I know I was going to be in for a treat.
Oh.
And it's always a treat to hear you, because you know what the Bible says, we can get revelation, we can have all the wisdom in the world, but we must get an understanding. And you got the wisdom, and you bring about an understanding. It is so simple that a six-year-old can sit and listen and understand what God is saying to the body. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for his word. I pray that he restores in you for what you put out, because you put out a lot. God bless you, and know that I got much love for you. This is Pastor Pugh. God bless y'all.
Praise
all
God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I love
Amen.
You,
girl. Amen. And Pastor, yes,
bless
I
God.
Do want to say thank you for that word. That was such an awesome word. And I love the analogy you used with the military, because I can truly relate to that. Being spending 20 years in the military. I love
All right.
the analogy of being able to put on. You can't just go in any kind of way in the military.
No,
you
ma'am.
Know, when you get in the military, they teach you how to get dressed properly, and you better dress properly every single day. So
every day.
That word hit home for me. That is awesome. I love every part of it. There's so much of it to say. But one of the things I love is that you said we must all be in the same uniform. And that
Amen.
Is so true. That analogy just go right along with it, too, because we can't be no army. And I love when you break it down and say no yellow uniform. You can't come out with blue and white and green, because you might be in the wrong army. But we have to all have the mind of Christ. And we all have to look the same way. We all have to be on one accord and dress according to the word of God. So thank you once again for that awesome, awesome word. I really receive it. And God bless you and continue to bless you and use you. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. God be the
glory. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. I just thank God. I think I heard you before when there was a revival, I believe last year, but this
yes.
is a time
yes.
where I really, really heard you. I said, good God Almighty, I'm almost speechless. I'm excited. And just like Apostle Hubbard, he ain't know what to say. And it was so rich and good. And all I can hear was seasoned, seasoned, seasoned.
Glory.
Just like when Jesus was young and speaking with power and authority, and they were, I mean, in awe of what he was saying, what he was teaching. We can't speak to that depth and capacity in the Lord if you ain't living nothing. I don't care
Bless
what nobody says. So I just thank God for your life, and I thank God for the word that came forth. It just I mean, it just builds us up, you know, in every area of our lives if we take heed. And I just thank God for that. And it started off with Prophetess Bird and then Pastor Mitchell and you. It just got greater and greater and greater. So awesome. I thank God for the word. I thank God for this prayer line. Amen.
Bless the Lord. To God be the glory.
Praise God.
God be the glory.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Burden. I just want to thank God for the word on tonight. I was trying to write the word down. I tell you, I was trying to keep up with you. And I was writing some stuff down, and I like that part where you were saying, about, like everybody was saying, that it's time to dress up in God in his uniform. Like I said, everybody have to have the same uniform on. We can't,
amen,
like we can't come in with all kind of different kind of uniform. We got to have the right uniform. And then also you said we got to have the Holy Ghost. And therefore,
yes,
we do. We got to have the Holy Ghost. And with power. We got to have some power with behind that. And
bless
so
him.
There was something else I was writing down. There was something else. Wait, excuse me just a minute. It said we got to understand the truth of God. We have to understand the truth of God when about the word and stuff. And we got to have our mindset, which is all this week we've been almost like talking about the mind and things like that. And also we got to be where the devil, when there was something about the enemy, So we have to watch for the enemy. That's one of the things that I liked about that, because we got to watch for that enemy, because he'll try to sneak up. That's, therefore, we got to know what that word say so we can put that word on the enemy when the enemy tried to come against us. So I just thank God. I read down a lot. I was trying to keep up with you. I was just writing because one time in my life I couldn't do this. I couldn't write, you know, when preacher be preaching. I couldn't write, but God has done some things for me, and
praise
I thank
him.
God for it. So just keep me in prayer that I continue to stand and be what God will have me be. I thank God for what you have already said, and I pray that God continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that wonderful word. I listened to it, and I have seen you walk it out.
Bless God.
We are in a battle, and say, well, you got COVID. You say, well, I got God. And you kept on moving and kept on walking. You say, we need the Holy Ghost, and it comes with power. That's
yeah.
How you get your power. Holy Ghost. And what you say, now, you can have joy in the midst of whatever you're going through, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I thank you so much. Just like I'm in agreement with everybody else, that it was made so plain and so clear, and it just hit home. You got to have on this armor in order for you to stand, because we are in a battle. Thank you so much. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Just keep on in the word. That was wonderful. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Is that everyone? Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. It's certainly, truly, I'm blessed and so much. Someone else, go ahead. That was somebody else you were speaking. Okay, then. I just thank God, Pastor, again, for the word. And like one of the sisters did say, I know that was a brother, Minister Blackhead said, from the first night all the way through this time, God has blessed us. I guess what God has given me in my spirit about how he was going to uniquely give each one of you everything that was needed for each night. And that's why he could never give me a topic. Everybody else had one, but we know our theme is to celebrate what the Lord has done. And, of course, we know looking forward to the things he is going to do. And thank you for that word of encouragement that you did give us. Praise God about
bless
the wine.
Him.
But in the meantime, every night, even though there were different things that God was giving the body,
somewhere or another, all night, they tied in together. But it was something that the body needed. And I keep hearing that it's just getting us ready for the influx of that revival that's coming, but we got to have clean hands and be ready. And I'm telling you, it's been so powerful of what God was saying for the cleaning up our act and getting ourselves totally submitted and obedient to him. And in these areas that we are out of compliance with him, each night the word has been bringing it to for us to be able to do so. I don't want to keep people any longer tonight because I couldn't go back over, but I think we need to just let that word just marinate in our spirits. And praise God, I am so elated about Pastor Bird, Pastor, the two prophets, Pastor Bird, Pastor Mitchell, both of them are pastors, pastors and prophets, and how God blessed this apostle with the anointing. Glory to God of the prophetic in your life, too. But I bless God for you. For all the years I've known you, how we have grown together, but I see a miraculous shift of what God is doing with so much wisdom, as Pastor Betty said, and how God has blessed, you know, just more than just having revelation, but having that understanding and bringing the word where people can comprehend and understand. It's not over their heads, but it's in a place where we can comprehend and understand. And then also, if we take it in, we can live by and we can walk in that power and that authority that God has for us as the word is being delivered. Anybody that really loves God and really want to be delivered, they can take the word when it comes in those hard places of correction, because we don't have some word to correct us even throughout this week too as well from each one of you that spoke. So I just thank God for you. So much else I can say, but I just want to thank God, glory to God, for how we've been inspired, encouraged, been strengthened, glory to God, and been enlightened, glory to God, the word been helped for us to be able to fortify and for us to have a mindset to seek him the more, and for God to just bless and for us to carry out the assignment that he has given us as we walk by faith and live by the word, have his whole armor on and be determined in the name of Jesus and not allow guilt and all this other kind of stuff or whatever. All the word this week has been marvelous. So I thank God for you. At this time, we're going to give space to none other than the apostle for her to be able to have comments and remarks. Praise God. And we just thank God again for this. But he's just, I'm just thanking God. Thank all of you all for being here, too, to hear what God has been saying and to take it in. And don't let it be just temporal and go over to God and just fizz out like an apple seltzer, but let it marinate in us and start bringing changes and deliverance and getting that toxins out of us so that way we can be greater disciples for Christ. In Jesus' name. Pastor, the floor is yours.
Amen. As you were speaking, Apostle, I heard the Lord say, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Because if you just are hearer only, you're deceiving your own self. So let's not look in the mirror and walk away and forget what we look like. But help us to know, see, if we're looking in the mirror, make sure you got on the whole armor. Make sure you're dressed right. Amen. But I thank God for all of those that were on the line to hear tonight. I just pray, God, that God will strengthen all of us to continue to walk in his word in Jesus' name, and that God will get the glory out of our lives. Amen. You want me to pray too?
Yeah, you can pray, God. Did Elder, oh, yeah, she did. She did. I was wondering whether she had any remarks or did she leave the phone. Elder Cook.
She probably left her phone after she introduced.
Oh, okay, then. Yes, Pastor.
No, ma'am, I'm still on the line.
Oh, okay. She's still on the line.
Okay.
That's yes, ma'am, Apostle, I didn't leave you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. This one, she don't leave me hanging. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just thank God for the word that Apostle spoke on tonight. Such powerful word that I was in great expectation of, and my introduction just was a small peek into what she's given us over all these years, how the Lord is actually blessed, and he proved himself once again on tonight, and I'm just so grateful for this mighty woman of God. He allowed me to sit under and to learn and to glean from off of her knowledge and her wisdom, not just on Sundays, but anytime something's going on, she's just a phone call away, and I thank God for Apostle Hubbard as well. And congratulations on 5 years on this Blog Talk Radio, this ministry God has given you an avenue to just bless the masses of people. So I am so grateful for who you are, even in the earth realm, and for such powerful men and women that God is using in this time just to speak nothing but his truth and to stand on his words. I am so grateful to be named amongst the great women and men of our time.
Thank you, Jesus. That's beautiful. Thank you. Praise God. Well, we turn it back over into none other than our apostle, Burton, and we thank God for she's been on the charter from the beginning with Sincere Women on the Move for Christ when it was created, and it's going to be soon 30 years. So we thank God for that and for her with also with the blog talk when we first started out, and sometimes she's really busy, so she don't get to come on and pray for those first couple of years like she did before, but I know she's praying in the background. So we thank God for her sincerity and for her truth, and we both agreed over the years we don't put anything else before the Lord. It's just whatever. We don't do things because of friendship and whatever like this, and when God comes first, and that, you know, is walking in truth. So I praise God that her life is exemplifying that more and more. We all are growing in the Lord and just believing God for greater things yet to come. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn it over to her hands tonight and let her dismiss us. And don't forget, on Monday nights, we will have our prayer at 7 o'clock. That's every Monday and every second and fourth Sunday. Thank the Lord for the prayer warriors and the ones that are so faithful. Well, can't we call your names tonight? Now, we're going to go ahead and close early. But I thank you for your faithfulness. You know, I say this all the time, every time, every Monday, and even when you come in to speak or encouragement or whatever, we thank God for the Blog Talk Prayer Warriors of Divine Connection. Bless the Lord. Praise God for Pastor Betty being able to come on tonight as well. We thank God for all of you. Amen. At this time,
amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, we thank you for what you said tonight. We thank you for everyone on the line. And, Lord, we pray the blessings of the Lord over their lives that will make them rich and add us no sorrow. And we give you glory and praise. All glory, all honor goes to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Have a good night. God bless. Amen.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Love you.
God covering and peace and joy.
Good night.
Night. God bless.
Good night.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, somebody, line wasn't open. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That was mine, Minister BJ. I had the other phone went off, and I was fighting here. But thank and praise God, I was able to hear that part that I was able to hear, and it was a blessed, blessed, blessed message. It was wonderful.
We praise God. Bless the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Everyone have a blessed and beautiful and marvelous, wonderful week. We love you.
And likewise, God bless you all. Amen.
That amazing grace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.